just from it, right? Alright, kept you guys around a little bit later there. I was really pleased with our team. I thought we shared the ball. I thought we got them out of their zone early. Scored 74 points. The most anybody scored in the league on them is 67. Duke had 67 against them. We shot close to 70% in the second half. We did a lot of things well. We really executed. And, you know, our defense is just not quite there. But give them credit. They made a lot of shots tonight. Brown was tremendous. Point guard, I don't want to screw his name up, was tremendous, number 20. And he made a lot of shots. And then we had it and let them get back in it. But, you know, that happens in basketball. And I told our kids after the game, sometimes it's good to get a win like that, you know, than just getting an easy one there. And give Miami credit because they didn't quit. But it's a good win for us.
Coach, how do you wrap your brain around Dez, who doesn't take a shot in the first half, doesn't miss a shot in the second half, and takes that last one when you absolutely have to have it?
Yeah, he was fresh. And I think the reason we had a 10-point lead is because we had foul trouble the first half, so we were fresh. And the other guys had to play a lot of minutes. That's why we pressed them as much as we did, just trying to wear them down. We didn't get a lot of steals, and the press might have helped them more than it helped us because they got some buckets on the backside. But it wore them down in the end. But, you know, we played a private scrimmage, and it was exact same as that game right there. And I can't talk about it, but we had a lead. We blew it. They had a shot. Came down, exact same shot, exact same spot. Okay, we were trying to run a play. We didn't have a play in when we played that scrimmage. We had a play tonight. And I'd rather have Dez drive it, and he shot it. And just glad he made it.
Coach, you started Jonathan Green tonight. Any particular reason?
Yeah, I'm searching. Can I keep it at that? I'm absolutely searching. And I think he's really good at ball screen defense. And that's all he did. Ball screen. I bet there was 200 ball screens set tonight. So,
Mark, what was going through your mind on that last possession with Dez, and particularly when he waves off Evan and just kind of wanted to do it?
Well, that was part of the play, but he waved him off early, and Evan still should have did what I wanted. But he had made up his mind. We had our guys in the right spot. I thought we'd play with poise. I don't ever call timeout there. We talked in previous timeouts what we'd run late if we had to run late, shot clock. And that was one of the plays we were going to run. And he made it. He was feeling good. He made some really tough shots in the second half. He really played well out there. So I was happy for him.
Rachel back there.
Since you guys weren't getting that much production from your big men, how much did it help to have Dez post up down low a lot in the second half?
Well, I think we posted him a couple times. The one he got fouled, the other one he scored. You know, I think the way they were playing, we were trying to spread the floor as much as we could. And we were able to do that. When you got guys making shots like Evan and Jake, spreads the floor, it helps Dez get to the rim. And we had good execution on a couple plays to get Dez the ball down there. He's good down there, especially on that block. So we're getting there. I know we only won by three, and we had to make it, but we're getting better. I mean, we really are. Last two games, we've gotten better, so it's good to get him posted up down there.
Aaron, Coach, I know you've talked a lot about Dez kind of becoming more of a leader this year. Do plays like this help that?
I think everybody's growing up slowly. Not everybody. Most guys are, and that helps. Helps Dez. Helps him with his teammates, and. You know, he's just playing all around games better. His floor game's better. He's not turning it over as much. He's getting better. And there's less pressure on him now that Seth's back. You know, Seth's doing a lot. So, he's got to keep working on our defense.
Last two questions, Don and then Craig.
Mark, you tried a lot of different things tonight. You went to the press early, but you couldn't run it a lot because you weren't making that many shots. You went to the zone later. When a team is playing like that, does that energize them when they're doing different things and at least seeing some success? And also, how much do you think it took Miami out of its game?
Yeah, I thought our half-court zone was good for us in the second half. We didn't get a rebound one time. But I thought it was good for us. And it's better when we have certain lineups in there. But we had to change things up. Just in the end, we want to play our man-to-man. That's what we all, even as players. But to change the defenses was good. And as we move forward, I think we're going to have to continue to do that as best we can. And maybe even add another defense somewhere. I'm encouraged because of the way we're sharing the ball. And all our defensive mistakes are correctable. So I'm encouraged.
Last question, Greg.
Is that the biggest thing, the fact that you see the progress? You said yesterday how important it would be to get to 4-4 in the conference.
Yeah, it's huge.
But knowing what's ahead of you now with this group that you have.
Yeah, we just want to play better. You know, 4-4 is not bad. It's not, you know, we let one get away. We'd love to be 5-3, but we're not. It's hard to win in the league. It's hard. It's really hard. So, to be there, you know, we know Eliza. I think we've got 4 of the next 5 on the road with the Florida State team sandwiched at home who beat us by 24. So, we got our work cut out for us. We understand that, but we're looking forward. I'm excited. I mean, we're sharing the ball. We're scoring. I hate the way we finished the game, but I can fix that. That's not going to be a problem for us moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you.